Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. Once again, I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to the expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. We are a public subscriber-supported program, so if you would like to support our show, today's show, we're going to talk about intense analysis of the planet Uranus. What a classic, huh? You know what? Of all the planets that I could visit in this solar system, if I had the choice to go to one, it would be the planet Uranus. People say, why is that, Farley? Why would you want to go there? You know why? Because I love adventure. I love the unknown. I love the mysterious. And I also love strange things. And you can't find a stranger planet in the zodiac than the planet Uranus. Some people call it Uranus. Because it's just a weird guy. It's a weird duck. Now, I'm not saying that all people with Aquarius in their charts are strange, because Uranus is the ruling planet of the sign Aquarius. But I will have to say that most people with Aquarian energy in their horoscopes are kind of standouts as far as being unusual, unique, one of a kind, and filled with tremendous diversity, transition, variety, and surprises in their life. I frankly, in my studies of astrology, have spent a lot of time focusing on this planet, the planet Uranus, because to me, the energy that is bestowed by this unusual aura of this planet is the energy that allows us to be thinking, to be speaking, to be conscious and reasonable beings. If there is one planet in the zodiac that rules humanity and people, men and women, and what sets us apart from the rest of the life forms on this planet, the mankind planet, the human factor planet, would be the planet Uranus, which means if we lived in this system, in this solar system, and did not have this planet in our system or in any of our star charts, I doubt very seriously if our consciousness would be that much further beyond than the ape, than a monkey, or a puppy, or a cat. So I do believe that it is the energy, it is the aura, it is the vibration, it is the cosmic essence of the planet Uranus that allows people to subside on Earth with consciousness, with reason, with intelligence, with intellectualization, that gives them the ability to create science, invention, technology, industrialization that a lot of people have problems with. You know, believe it or not, throughout time, throughout the multi-year history of humanoid life on this planet, whether it be humanoid, human, lizard-like, or whatever, technology has always been a vital issue that people have always fought over, because what you can create with technology runs a very, very vast field, a very, very wide sort of situations you can create. You can create modern technology in a holistic medical way that might save lives, or you can create the worst doomsday devices beyond your imagination. With technology, you can create a magnificent computer, or audio video entertainment center, or you can create one of the most powerful Star Wars type cruise missiles imaginable. So there's definitely a good side and a bad side, or a light side and a dark side, or a positive and a negative to the planet Uranus. And not only does it affect us as a people, as a humanity, as a group, but when we look down in our birth charts, in our natal charts at birth, and zero in on where the planet Uranus is, what sign, what house, what aspect, the old formula, meaning of the planet, the formula for the meaning, the significance, the essence of any one planet equals what the planet means. First of all, Uranus being the awakener, the shocker, the teacher, the interrogator, the intellectual, the humanitarian, the scientist, the inventor, all those things, and transition planet. And also, Uranus is a planet of changes, of breakups, of divorces, of new beginnings, of endings. It is the epitome of an alpha omega element in the zodiac, okay? Beginnings and endings for sure. And if you take that basic energy of the planet Uranus, which also rules friends and goals and directions in life, and you add to that the meaning of the sign it is in your birth chart, the meaning of the house it is in your birth chart, and then whether you have karma with all those things, depending if you have any hard aspects on your Uranus, meaning quinxes, oppositions, squares, or conjunctions, or whether you have soft aspects, power, dharma, love, confidence, and wonderful luck situations by having trines and sextiles on your Uranus, and also by testing your intellectualization of yourself. You know, you can understand a person's intelligence level. You know, when I meet someone, I look at their Uranus in their chart to see if they have a brain or not. And I'm not putting all you folks down that have squares to your Uranus or oppositions to your Uranus, but because Uranus is the Lord of Aquarius, it carries a know-it-all-ish type attitude where those people with hard aspects to their Uranus, I'm sorry, if you have opposition, one opposition or only one square to your Uranus, no matter what sign it's in, you may be a pretty stubborn, closed-minded individual when it comes to certain issues. And that's why a whole bunch of people with Uranus square Neptune born in the 50s are just darn stubborn when it comes to relationships, and they need to get nuked, usually, by bad relationships instead of paying attention to what's being told them or shown them. So depending what sign, what house, and what aspect affects your planet Uranus is very important in understanding where you could be stubborn, why you could be stubborn, where you would get lightning bolted, and where the awakening would take place. And the key here and what we are going to do as far as looking at your charts today in this 2-hour segment of Astrological Metaphysical Radio is if you call me up and know what sign and house your Uranus is in and what aspect it has, then I will try to help you understand your awakening factor or where we can expect you to be slapped or hit hard. Now, we just talked about people born in the 50s. Almost all of them with Uranus and Cancer, Neptune in Libra square each other, or Uranus in Leo, Neptune in Scorpio also square each other. A lot of these people are going to get slapped hard when it comes to personal relationships and intimacy. Once you find out where you're stubborn, you feel like you're a fool. Uranus oftentimes will make you feel like a fool when the obvious truth about certain situations surfaces. A couple things I did want to mention about this planet before we jump into anything is that I think part of the human condition, part of understanding what it's like to be a human being, has everything to do with what I call revelation, or having a common, a normal mystery that affects us in life, that we literally or eventually go through a situation where we find out what the truth is. The unfortunate thing about human beings in many instances is that either they don't know what the truth is, they don't want to hear the truth, they don't want to take advice. It's like sometimes it is absolutely necessary for us to dive into the black pit of the unknown in order to experience certain problems and negative situations in our life, so we can go through such incredible shock that basically what happens is we change. We adapt. See, one thing about Aquarius people, the Aquarius sun sign, Aquarius rising, Aquarius moon, even Venus and Mars, is sometimes they won't change unless they go through such a intense pain, such a terrible trauma, that there's no other choice but to let go. But up to that point of signs that hang in there, especially when they're obsessed with a certain situation, we do find that people with a pronounced Uranus, like let's say that either you have Uranus squares oppositions or you have a major Uranus conjunction like I do. The part of me that's like an Aquarius is that my planet Venus is only 6 degrees off my Uranus. It's Uranus is 29, Gemini, Venus is 5, Cancer. So I have the planet, my chart ruler Venus, planet of love, of values, of what's important to my life, of what I really enjoy, sitting dead on the planet Uranus. So obviously the reason why I'm so enthralled and so tempted by the energies of this planet is because my Venus is on it. I love everything that has anything to do with humanity, with people, with technology, with science, with invention, with shockers, with surprises. Funny thing about me is that I love my mom a whole bunch. My mom is my best friend in the universe. There's no question about that. And, you know, what I like to do with her, which I think is really adorable, is I talk to her frequently on the phone, but whenever I come to see her, it's always a surprise. I like to kind of show up when she least expect it, and she's always so happy to see me when I do that. Once in a while, I'll call her right before I come. Like, I'll just say, Mom, I'm on the way over, or I'm there. And I like to do that not only to my mom, but to my friends and people I know and love. I just kind of pop in and pop out of people's lives, because oftentimes I like that too. Like, I don't mind if people pop over to my house, as long as they call me first, make sure I'm not sleeping or taking a bath or busy with doing something. So there's a side to me that is extremely Aquarian and Uranian in nature because of that. So what we also discover, as far as my individual chart goes, is you say, well, Farley, what has been your big awakening factor? Well, two major areas. We have to talk about what Venus means in my life. In Cancer, Venus is a tender, sensitive, loving part of my nature. It's the women that I have known and loved, and it is also money. And because I have Uranus 6 degrees off my Venus, even though there's no hard squares on my Uranus or my Neptune, no hard oppositions, which allows me to rebound and bounce back from traumatic situations, especially as I grow older, a lot easier. But when I was younger, where I was awakened the most always had to do with either money or relationships. So I do find that women have been my best teachers, no question about it, that Uranus conjunct Venus. And when it comes to dealing financially, I'm like an elephant. I never forget. When something happens financially, I record that my Uranus and Gemini data bank in my brain. And I never forget that. Now see, but I'm lucky. So I'm a lucky guy because I have a Uranus that is not afflicted. It's sextile Saturn in my 11th house. It's given me a couple of very close friendships in my life that have lasted some for 20, 30 years. And that to me is what also is important. Friendship. When Venus is so close to Uranus, the awakening factor is along the lines of money, of women from the Venus, and also because Venus is on Uranus, another awakening area has been my friends. It's that simple. And there's been a heavy Aquarius factor that has always existed amongst my friendships. My friend Roger and Mike both have Venus in Aquarius. My friend Michael, who died, had Aquarius rising moon in Aquarius. My close pal Kim is a double Aquarius. And a lot of them out there. My mom is Aquarius, Venus in Aquarius. So I love that energy. I like the intensity, the fun, the joviality. And that's another thing about Uranus. Wherever Uranus sits in your natal chart also tells us about what we would call an intellectual comedy factor in your nature. Remember how Jupiter was a regular, normal comedy factor? Uranus would be like when your side hurts, when you fall on the floor, the belly laughing that goes on when you really get set off. It's like that joke was so funny, it was genius, and it just hits you so hard. It's like, oh my God, you just get knocked off the chair. So when we look at the planet Uranus in your chart today, let's consider a couple things. First of all, whatever house that planet is in, whatever sign that planet is in, what we want to attach to the significance here is where lightning is going to strike. For me, because Uranus is in my ninth house, it was always an issue of slavery versus freedom. In other words, in my life, I've always felt slave to certain situations. You know, for some people, it might be where you feel enslaved by your family or by one of your parents. You might be enslaved by your relationships. You could be enslaved by your career. You could be enslaved by your responsibilities, your payments, your mortgages. There's a lot of things that exist in humans' life that prevent us from being free, you see. And in my life, it was so obvious when other people, authority figures, try to dominate or control me, that with Uranus in my ninth house, it was very important that I reach a state of freedom. A lot of people don't like the way I live. A lot of people are very upset that I go to bed when I want to, I wake up when I want to, I don't work a 9-to-5 job, that I have to answer to no one or nothing, and that my expenses are manageable, and that really my life is in a very flexible state. I'm a very independent guy, but it wasn't always like that. And I had to go through hell, even though my Uranus is not aspected that hard, I still had to go through hell and tremendous shock, you know, like a bad marriage and divorce. Major trauma with family members and friends, deaths of friends, and major trauma, you know, in order to really embrace the meaning of money, you have to be broke. And believe me, I know what it's like to not only be penniless, but to be in debt. I've been there a couple times, a few, many times. So when you reach that situation, that point, and you feel that feeling to the utmost degree, then something happens to your mind where you become smart, you see? And that's what the beauty of the planet Uranus is, that in a way, no matter what, everyone is smart somewhere, somehow. I don't care how dumb a blonde may look or how dumb any person may look. Excuse me, not all blondes are dumb either, I'll tell you that for sure. Some of the brightest ones I've known in my life, you know, are my teachers. But still in all, people may look or act like they don't know something, but down deep somewhere, they're a genius when it comes to something. Now, when we look at the planet Uranus, like I'm lucky that mine's in the ninth house, which is the house of philosophy and higher teaching and elements concerning freedom and travel and foreigners and the world and humanity. See, so I have a really good house placement for that planet because I think Uranus above the horizon, when you have Uranus in the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, well, your IQ or your overall intellectuality may be a bit higher than most. Did you know that a whole lot of actors and actresses and successful film directors and producers in Hollywood throughout time, I'd say over 80-90% of them have Uranus above the horizon, closer to the midheaven. There has been instances when people have had Uranus below the horizon and have made it, but I'd have to tend to think they'd have to pay their dues a lot harder than most. But like I say, all the celebrity charts I've ever done, I find Uranus in the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th with emphasis in the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th houses. So if you're an actor or an actress and you have an elevated Uranus, well, that could help make you smarter in a lot more areas than you like. Uranus below the horizon in the first 6 houses is a lot different because the awakening factor that you will be subjected to in your life will have to do with growing up, being mature, assuming responsibility, and being realistic and practical about your life instead of being in a delusion of some kind, which I have to tend to think people with Uranus above the horizon in their charts may be a heck of a lot more practical than those with Uranus below the horizon, who could be almost goofy sometimes and very adorable at that. We find lots of comedians and clowns with Uranus below the horizon. And like I say, you know, in today's topic, we'll take a look at Uranus by sign and house in your natal chart and see where you can be smart and woke up in that part of your area. Isn't it interesting that people with Uranus, the planet of divorce and breakup, in their seventh house or in Libra, either one, which frankly does show a much higher rate of divorce and breakup, are what I'd have to call non-staying power. Even though these people have Uranus in the seventh and may not be able to hold on to relationships as many as most of us, and there are exceptions. There'll be an exception of someone that has a blessed Uranus in the seventh or Libra, but this is the area where they get smart. Obviously, when you get nuked over and over again in a certain area, depending where Uranus is, that's where the nuke occurs. You see these little mushroom clouds going, you know, in these areas of your life, then you become smarter. It doesn't mean you can manage your own relationships, but you make one hell of a counselor for other people that have relationship problems.